We here at Fantasy Football Weather Guys want to say that in this time of unrest that we support the cause and need for equality. We also want to recognize all the direct care frontline workers during this pandemic and hope that you and all your families are staying safe. Thank you again. So we're back. We didn't go away. We're coming back for another season.
We're back.
Yes. After a long hibernation.
Hibernation and quarantine.
Yeah.
Social distancing.
Yeah. Quarantine life.
So, you know, this episode, we're kind of giving an update. It's going to be an update episode. We're going to try to do some periodic episodes throughout the summer. For what's on deck for today, you're going to get an introduction of a very new member, a very exciting new member of the Fantasy Football Weather Guys. We're going to introduce him. We also are going to show you some exciting stuff that is going on in developing our website. And we're going to go into a little rookie discussion. Do you guys have anything else to say about what we're getting into?
I just think it's nice that we're growing as community. You know, the FFWG guys, we are actually developing something that we believe in, and we're pumped about it.
Yeah, no, we're super excited about going into this year. We got some really good feedback from you guys this past year. And we have worked tirelessly during our winter and spring to kind of prepare and get things ready for you guys. So we're excited to bring it to you. And like Colin mentioned, we're going to be giving you updates throughout the summer. And we're just really excited about what we have to deliver for you guys.
I just want to say that it's good to see you guys, right? I mean, I feel like we haven't really video chatted much since last season, just because it was, you know, it was a long season and we're like, I'm tired of looking at these guys. But just kidding. We're obviously still meeting here.
So I'm going to take over one of the new and improved. Enjoy our little intro.
Featuring Dr. Michael Ventris and meteorologist Sean Pratt. And your host, Colin Golzinski.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. So, any updates that you guys want to talk about personally before we do our introduction to the latest and greatest fantasy football weather guy?
I think we get right into it. What do you think, Sean?
I think I'm ready. I'm pumped. I'm super excited about our introduction here. So let's just get right into it.
Let's get him in.
All right. Let's bring in our new fantasy football weather guy.
There he is, folks. Nick Schiraldi. Dr. Nick Schiraldi. Welcome.
New doctor's in the house. Here we go, buddy. And we just got to change the mute button.
There we go. He's back.
First timer. Here we go.
Yep. All right.
Evan saw this.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Great. Why don't you just give the viewers and our listeners just a little update on who you are? I'll start off by saying Nick is holding true to our legacy. He is a UAlbany alumni with us.
UA?
Also, no. A weather weenie, as Sean likes to say. So take it away, Nick.
Yeah, I've got the genetic disorder. I'm also a PhD in atmospheric sciences. I've known Mike, Sean, and Colin for like a decade now, so I'm pretty excited to be a part of this. I spent some time working in finance, and now I'm a data scientist and application developer at the University at Albany, so I'm back at my alma mater, which is great.
So Nick, what was the reason? Why did you come to UAlbany? What made you decide that?
Missed the area, you know.
The area? I thought you had a very special visit with someone special.
No, Nick, he meant what made you go to UAlbany, not to Albany.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mike Ventris right here.
There you go.
So some of our staple listeners, a.k.a. my mom, will know this story very well because I ended up calling her. But the night I met Nick, there may have been a quarter situation where I didn't know what to do.
I think you need to go into more detail, Colin.
Yeah, you should definitely go into more detail. How old are you when that quarter situation?
We don't need to go into that.
Okay.
What's their alcohol involved?
Adult beverages may or may not have been involved.
So the first night I met Nick, I was told he was our other good friend, his older brother's Ben's twin. Nick, I think, was probably 17 at the time.
And I was 21.
Right. We all were 21. And I happened to swallow a quarter playing
Moose Cup.
I was going to try to think of a very funny way to say about a game that doesn't include chugging certain beverages. But anyways, that's when I met Nick, is I swallowed a quarter.
Yeah, no, we're super excited to have Nick on. So Nick's been working with me on building the data slash statistical models that we're going to be using to help deliver some of the information we find are going to be really helpful for you come fantasy football season. So we're super, super excited to have him on and show you some of the things that we've been developing as of late.
Yeah. And I mean, Nick has brought our trajectory to what we can provide for user interface, user data. It's just, it just shot us to a different level, and I'm so excited to have him. He's going to be popping in and out of the videos, depending on, he may like it, where he will be a staple. But he's going to be our special guest behind the scenes, you know, programmer, but also, you know, he'll offer talk and details that I will never be able to understand.
He's wicked smart.
My boy's wicked smart.
My boy's wicked smart. There you go.
But I'm not a fantasy football player, so.
Well, not yet, but he will be.
We'll get him there, folks. Don't worry.
And
that project is under development.
And that's another thing that we're going to get into. We have some exciting offerings that we're going to be doing this year to get the fans engaged and see, you know, kind of put our stuff to the test. And Nick will be part of that too. So it'll really show if there's a correlation, and we think there is, about weather and daily leagues. So we'll get there. The first thing on the agenda, right? I think we're going to go to the latest and greatest update. We got a new domain. So our social media has stayed the same, everyone. It still is FF Weather Guys on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. However, now we have a brand new website, and it's just ffweatherguys.com. We're very excited to bring this to you. It is, we're hoping more user-friendly. And Sean, why don't you take us through what you have done? Sean worked very hard at this over the off season.
Yeah, not just me. It was a team effort here. But yeah, one of the things that we realized last year is that as we were going through these games, there were some key games that stuck out to us throughout the fantasy year that really had an impact. And we wanted to provide a better platform for you to get that information. And for you to just be more in sync with what's going on. So we thought through, hey, what's a better way to deliver this information, get our users up to date? So we developed a new website that kind of comprehensively is a Swiss Army knife for where you can go to get all the information you need for how weather can potentially affect your fantasy lineup. And so this is something that we've been working tirelessly on during the off season. There are a lot of different components. So we want to kind of break this down for you to make sure you're acclimated and you're comfortable, you know, using it. One of the things that we worked on is developing a new weather impact table. Mike, do you want to kind of scroll down to that for us?
Sure. Let me scroll down the website here and look at the nice functionality. Okay, we're there.
Absolutely. You want to kind of get into a little bit more about this, Mike, you know, how this is formatted and how users could make use of this and how it works?
Yeah. So if you remember if you didn't follow us from last year, we had a weather table that would go through each game for a given week. And we would talk about what type of weather, if there was any type of weather that we might expect during a game, and if there would potentially be an impact on fantasy player production. So last year, I believe we updated the table every Wednesday, or I believe it was Wednesday.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. We did Wednesday because we wanted to incorporate the Thursday night game.
Right. So we would start it Wednesday and we would incorporate all the information, all the games there. And I think we would update it throughout the week if needed. So one of the big changes we've done this year is actually this is going to update at least twice a day. I think it's actually going to update four times a day as we are in a given week. The week that we are starting, this will update. It'll start on Tuesdays. So we'll see this, we're waiting for the Monday night game to end, obviously, from the previous week. And then as Tuesday starts off, to see a new image with new, this will automatically populate with the new games, the new matchups, the times, what type of weather that the models are predicting at that particular time, that snapshot, and whether or not there will be any impacts. So, we have that three-tier. I'm actually going to go to the impact table website link and make it a little bit more complete here. We still have our three categories. Our no impact is shaded by none or green. Our orange is caution, meaning there is some impactful weather possible. There's certain thresholds in weather that may or may not be met, but it's like a borderline case. So it's something to keep an eye on. And then there's obviously the dreaded extreme, which is usually shaded in red. And that is a slam dunk. There's going to be impactful weather on this particular time for this particular game. So this is going to update 4 times a day now.
Yeah.
And it's not, we're not driving it. It's automated.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you're looking at this and you're like, hey, I don't set my fantasy lineup to Saturday or early Sunday, you know, you don't have to rely on our initial impact ratings that we did early in the week. This will automatically update for you. So hopefully it's a little bit more user friendly and you're getting more up to date information as the weather predictions change.
Why don't we move on to the next section?
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's a nice special case here to show during in these maps as well. Sean, what were you going to say on them? We'll get into the maps.
No. I was just going to mention that, you know, we've been working hard to kind of make this more user-friendly and usable for you. So you'll have access to these maps and we'll scroll through them during our podcast. But if you want to look at these on your own, we're going to eventually implement tutorial videos to hopefully help you maybe better understand them and make it a little bit more user-friendly. You can do it on your own time.
All right. So let's get into the map here. And I'm going to start off on we're just going to show the Eastern U.S. There's a wind product and also a precip product. And there's a very special case right now because I, you know, obviously my background's in the tropics. Actually, Nick's background is in the tropics as well. And we have a tropical storm, Cristobal. And when I loop through this map here, there's that mean sea level pressure minimum coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. You can see a really strong precipitation shield. And there's some nice illustrations here of what, you know, if there were any football games and heavy rain moving into a stadium, you'll see these circles here, which indicate different stadium locations. They'll change colors as heavier rains move over or wind. We're only looking at the rain right now, but as these impactful weather events move into an area, a particular stadium, we're going to see them light up, right? So they're color coordinated based off of what we just said. The green is no impacts. The orange hatching is a caution due to moderate rain or moderate wind or a combination of the two. And then we'll see red, these circles turn red when there's an extreme impact or extreme weather event that would generate impacts hypothetically if there was a game. One other thing I want to point out, there are these little circles with a black dot. Those are the locations of dome stadiums.
So let's go back to the website. These are our maps. They're going to be updated, like we said, live time. What else do we got for the folks?
So the next step here is, okay, great. So we know that we have weather that could potentially...
How do we get home? How do we go back? I'm so confused.
We click this fancy football weather guy logo.
Oh, magic. Wow. And then we're back.
Everyone. Oh man, I was so nervous. I got scared.
So did I. But we were saved. And yeah, like I was saying, so the next step is, okay, so we have this impactful weather that we're forecasting to have either a potential or more significant impact on fantasy player production. But the next question is, well, how much? You know, what kind of players are going to be impacted? How are they going to be impacted? So this is one of the big things that we have been developing in the off season. Nick and I have been really working on this. So I'm going to actually hand this off to Nick.
Really quick, before we get to Nick, just want to say there's other things on the website. Our videos, our blogs will be on the site. Just play around, check it out. Yeah. Let us know what you think.
And if you have a question, email us. We got the mailbag. Yep. Also, exciting.
Yeah, and we can, if you want to look, we could also navigate back to the website and show some of that stuff.
Yeah, but can you just go back to the website and scroll to the bottom? I just want people to get excited because I'm excited. And I know we've had some inquiries.
Sure.
Going down.
So here we go.
I mean, as we're scrolling down, I feel like we at least need to mention, if you go up real quick, these are also, we're going to break down one of the things that our users communicated to us.
Scroll up a little bit.
Yep. Is they communicate like, hey, we kind of like to show, we kind of only want to focus on portions of your podcast or your YouTube video. So what we're going to be doing this year is breaking this up based on, hey, our forecast discussion, our game impacts. And then if we have any banter or any other type of discussion, that'll go into our weekly banter. And then of course we have our full episode here as well. So this is kind of a comprehensive suite of videos for you to take a look at on a weekly basis.
So there's a couple things that I want to bring up before we go into Nick's player development, unless I'm jumping the gun. scroll down a little bit for, go back to the contact us, Mike. Sure. I like that. So we have this, so you can communicate with us. You can contact us anytime you want. Send us feedback, send us questions, send us lineup things here. And anything you want and need, we will try to get back to you. We'll be very responsive, but we want to hear your input.
Yeah. And you can also find this and navigate this on our top menu where it says more. If you do scroll down to our FFWG mailbag, you can use that as well. Accomplish the same thing.
So, a lot of ways to contact us, guys.
Yeah. We want to hear from you. Scroll down to the
home. Send me some letter emails. Here we go. Yes. Where would you like me to go?
I would like you to show the bottom.
Okay. Of the homepage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I know where you're going. I know where you're taking this here.
And this is in response. We're hoping, you know, I don't want to get everyone excited that it'll be up soon, but it will be, we're hoping for this season. We've heard a lot of asking about the gear that we're wearing. Sean's got the hat on. We have jerseys. We have these shirts that we've made. People are liking it. We have swag. We're hoping to get it out there. We're hoping for you guys to be able to purchase some of it. So stay tuned. But all of that is on our website. And now, going back to Nick.
You stole it from Nick. Give him a little bit.
The best for last, though. We saved the best for last.
Our special guest, Nick, with...
Yeah, so we're trying to... what we're really trying to do is give you guys some comprehensive dashboards so that you can slice and dice data your own way if you want, or you can just take our word for it. And we're really going to be expanding the analytics into performance groups, quarterbacks, running backs, different statistics that have direct impact on fantasy football. And we've been building out a comprehensive weather database for each game so that we can really put some numbers behind the statements that we make. So here's a quick preview of what one of the dashboards might look like. You may be able to set some different thresholds, like number of pass attempts. You can look at all the quarterbacks in the league since this is 2009. You can slice and dice some different temperature variables and look at touchdowns, interceptions, completion percentage.
Which one of the variables did you have a scatter plot?
Yep. So we got some scatter plots here on yards per game.
Nice. So what one of the things that I would look at here is, you know, there's a lot of variability in the amount of yards for the typical 5 to 15 mile an hour range. But when we start increasing past 20 miles an hour, we see on average your yards start to drop pretty considerably. So that would be a kind of a takeaway here. If you were looking at a game where we were forecasting 25 mile an hour winds, well, the likelihood of that QB throwing for 350 yards is really low.
One of the things we'll get in here is completion percentage. So does completion percentage start to drop off?
Yeah, there's a lot of information you could take away from these. It's really comprehensive. So it really depends on your league format, what the weather is, what we're forecasting, and you know what kind of variables you're looking at as a fantasy football owner on your team. So.
Nick, you did a great job with this platform here. Yeah. We're looking forward to helping us make, you know, direct our conversation during these games.
So as you can see, we have a lot of information that's going to be offered through a lot of different avenues.
I think that's the important part is like we're going to be using these. Like last year, we were giving you some projections. We just want you to know that we have a statistically sound basis for making those projections for you. And so Nick was kind of heading that effort and leading that kind of statistical guidelines for us to provide that content to you guys. So great job, Nick.
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead, Colin.
No, go ahead, Sean. Take it away.
No, I was just going to lead in the next segment, but then I forgot that's your job. So.
Well, I mean, it's okay. I don't mind sharing. We're all family, right?
Okay. So for the next segment, we're going to move into.
Mikey just wants to get this over with. So we're going to move on. We showed the website. We showed the structure of the YouTube. We segmented it last year. But we also want to remind people that we still have our podcast. The full video audio will be as a podcast available at Podomatic and iTunes.
And
what?
Google.
Oh, and Google.
Podcast. Yeah.
Nice. We are going to do some new things, though. We have some additional content that we're thinking about for the next season.
Yeah.
We're going to do Periscope Sundays, and it's not that we are coming up from submarines. So explain Periscopes.
Yeah, and this is something I'm super excited for, because where we had the most interaction with our users was on Sunday. Like, I remember Mike and I on a very impactful like weather Sunday, like where there was a lot of weather going on Sunday, we were answering tweets and answering questions for hours before kickoff. So what we thought was a better way to kind of interact with our users is to run a Periscope session during times or during weeks we think there's going to be impactful enough weather so we could help you answer those tough decisions, whether that's a, you know, a home fantasy football league, standard league, or if that's a DFS league or whatever type of league format you have. So we want to kind of be there and answer questions in the moment as we're looking at the weather and as we're kind of looking at any type of changes that we may be predicting for those games.
And those are the games that are probably meaningful, right? When there's meaningful mm-hmm. weather happening, we're going to be out there.
Oh, that's a good point, Mike. Right. Absolutely. So then also we're going to think about some guest appearances. Mike, Nick, and Sean have a plethora of weather experts. We also have a lot of fantasy, quote unquote, experts they like to think themselves as. We're going to probably do a guest spot. Another great thing that we're going to do that I kind of mentioned, and getting Nick involved to up his fantasy knowledge, we're going to do some mock drafts. Possibly we've talked about as a group having a daily fantasy league. So we, on a week basis, you can see our picks and how we do.
Yeah. And I'm really excited for those two things. I mean, one of the things is like, hey, the weather community, we're very close knit. And same with the fantasy football community as well. I mean, a lot of your friends, that's kind of what, you know, helps bind you guys. So we want to bring people in that we know that are involved in both fantasy football and weather, offering unique perspectives. You know, we're going to give you our perspective every week, but sometimes it's fun to hear from other people as well. And then as Colin mentioned, especially during those really impactful weeks, doing like a mock draft and seeing who we decide to pick during these impactful games, like, hey, is this weather impacting whether we choose a high profile player or not? So hopefully that'll give you like a guideline to make your decisions as well.
So the last update, and well, not really update, but we're going to continue to do the photo contest. Not really a contest. Maybe if we get our merchandise up, we'll have a little prize there down the line. We'll have to think about
that.
Yeah. Like the gold cup that I'm supposed to get, but we won't talk about that. You know, so
Sean's face.
Oh, I didn't see it. So, you know, on Twitter, tweet us a photo, put on Instagram, you know, tag us. Anytime you're at a stadium, anytime you're at any sporting event, really, we're fantasy football weather guys, but we still love weather also. So, you know, give us a photo, give us a shout out, and we'll kind of look at it on a weekly basis and see what we can do. So, Sean, you want to take us to our last part? This is like my homework. This is what I missed. Not missed. I didn't miss it, actually. Sean always has these homework assignments for us to do.
Yeah. I mean, you got to stay up to date. And we talked about some, you know, again, some weather tools that we're going to have for you guys, a new website, you know, different tools that we're going to have available. But we want to kind of bring some actual fantasy content to the show briefly as well. And one of the big thing is, you know, a couple months ago, we had the NFL draft. Which I thought went really well, by the way, in the format they did it. I really enjoyed it.
It's kind of like our shows and podcasts. Everyone's in a different area and zooming.
Exactly. And it worked out great. And there were some really high profile players that were taken off the board here early in the first couple rounds. And what I thought would be kind of fun is, hey, who of us four, who do you think is going to be the highest impact rookie? Who do you think is going to have, and I'm talking about from a fantasy perspective, who's going to have a big impact this year on their fantasy team? So I guess I can kick this off.
No, front runner. No, no.
I did. I was like, no. Hey guys, let's do this rookie draft thing or pick our favorite rookie. And then I put mine down automatically.
No. He's like, hold on a second. Go into the shared web, the shared spreadsheet we have for agendas. He goes, I thought about this new thing about rookies, but mine's already filled out. So you guys.
Yeah, I did that. But I mean, mine's going to be a more obvious choice, and for good reason, though. And that's Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who went to the Kansas City Chiefs. This guy was, and I'm going to use the word, the vocab word of the week is going to be versatile. And this guy is a versatile back, and he fits right into an Andy Reid system. He is an amazing pass catcher, established himself that. He was actually a slot receiver in high school because he actually played with Darius Geis. And so he had to become in high school. So he had to become a more dynamic back. So he played both in a two set back, and he also played slot receiver. He knows how to catch the ball. Andy Reid, when he finds somebody he likes, he goes to them. We saw that with the rookie Kareem Hunt when he was in Kansas City. We know how he's utilized LeSean McCoy in the past. Now this is a crowded backfield, so that's a little bit of a concern. We have a lot of
sharing time. John, what about his size in the NFL?
Yeah, so he's a little bit undersized, right? So he's about 200.
Is he? I mean, you have Deion Lewis. You have I'm just, you know, do you think?
Well, the big thing for him is Damian Williams. So I think Damian Williams is going to be the big hurdle for him, but I think he's going to have plenty of opportunity to prove himself. And I think he has the skill set to do that. He was a monster in LSU in the SEC, first player to have over 1,000 yards rushing and over 50 receptions. They trust this guy. I think Andy Reid's going to trust him. You know, we saw the same thing with Kareem Hunt and Spencer Ware several years back. And Kareem Hunt, I know Spencer Ware got injured, but once Andy Reid knew that Kareem Hunt was a three-down back,
you take him your first pick.
He did. What's that?
You take him your first. I'm just trying to.
We already went over this, Sean and I.
I don't know. There's still a lot of stuff.
Oh wait, I love how you guys have side conversations though. That's one. No.
Well, I told him I'm gonna pick him first, and then Sean's like, "Wait, I'm not keeping anyone." So. And he remember, in the playoffs, he didn't set his lineup or.
By the way, guys, you brought up an important point, and I got to digress for a second, but. You were supposed to be my work group on reestablishing the keeper rules. I have yet to see as the commissioner the proposed keeper rules. So just keep that in mind. We're at June.
We're on that, Colin. Okay. We'll put that on our to-do list.
Thank you. So, no, it's a real statement. But anyways, go back. So,
I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think he's going to have a solid impact. I think that's going to progress, and he's going to build his usage throughout the year. And I could look at him as a top 12 back by the end of the year, fantasy-wise.
Don't disagree with anything you said. I am going to institute a new rule, though, in our discussions. We're going to put a timer on Sean's statistics. He knows every fact of everything, of every number.
Just players I'm excited about.
So
yeah, I'm excited about him, too. He's going to be a star.
I know.
This like was Mike's pick as well. So
I know. Well,
but Mike picked somebody else. So who did Mike pick?
Yeah, so I struggled with this one a little bit just because obviously rookies are tough to pick, but it's usually safest or if you want an overachiever in a fantasy league, it's going to be a rookie running back right out of rookie classes. We know that the wide receivers take some time to mature, and the quarterbacks, you know, some of them hit really well, some of them struggled, you know, the first couple of years. But so I'm sticking with the running back theme, and I'm going with the next obvious guy on the board, Jonathan Taylor, the Jersey boy. You know, I think he just got drafted by the Colts. And he's going to have some competition there. You know, the Marlon Mack is still there. I was a big Marlon Mack guy, you know, last few years, and I think they've seen enough of him. You know, they went out and drafted this guy early on, and I think he has a potential to get 200, 250 carries his rookie season. And you know, he's a monster. He's probably going to rush for at least 1,200 yards. I think he's in the same ballpark as some of the big running back rushers like Nick Chubb. So. I think we're going to see some potential breakout here as well. And you know why I really love this guy? Because he's behind the Colts offensive line, right? You put anyone with some skill behind that great line, they're going to do well. So that's my pick for this segment.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Colin?
I was going to go on to my pick, but go ahead, Sean.
No,
Sean's got to break down here.
On Taylor. I mean, I don't – I'm a little. You have Nyheim Hines there, who's a great pass catcher. You still have Marlon Mack. I think Wilkins is still there as well. I'm a little worried about Taylor initially. I think to get himself established and prove himself, it may take some time. But if he does progress and he does become that feature back, I think he could have a high ceiling. But I worry about him at least initially.
So, I went a little differently.
as usual.
You know. Well,
just wait till you hear mine.
I kind of took it in twofold. I took it in Mike and I, this is going to be a story time. So Sean has stats. I have story time. So
you do.
True story.
Mike and I were co-managers of a league, and he told me when we drafted, we should take someone last pick. And that was Mahomes. It was his, he was coming back. It wasn't his rookie year, but it really was going to be his full rookie year. And it was a kind of a sleeper quarterback kind of concept. Like if you can get him on the last pick, sit him on your bench, see what he does. You know, and if you're in a redraft league, you know, see what you do, keeper league. It's not going to cost you a lot depending on your rules. Daily league, keep an eye on him. So my pick, and I just honestly just want to try to say his name on camera, is Tua Tagovailoa, right? Is that right?
I love how you picked the hardest guy to say.
Yeah, why?
Have you looked at any clips from the broadcasters on TV to see?
Yeah, how I actually was watching YouTube on how to say his name before this, and I lost it. So we're just gonna call him Tua. But my point is, you know, down in Miami, he's got Fitzmagic in front of him. You know, made an amazing career of a journeyman. Fitzpatrick was a top 15 quarterback last year. But, you know, I think the upside with him is he's got Devontae Parker, the tight end Grisky, and Preston Williams still returning. There's a lot of downfield potential there. I think with the strength and what we've seen of his mobility, they're going to offer a different kind of spark with Miami. I think you keep your eye on him. I think he could be a long play and a real upside. So I like him, and I just want everyone to try to say his name.
Colin, are you at all worried about injury risk with him?
You know, as much as you are worried about size with CEH.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Nick, what do we got?
Mike is fact-checking me because he doesn't believe that those guys are coming back.
I'm trying to see what the tight end name is.
Gesicki. It's Gesicki.
Yeah. What did I say?
I don't know, but it's Gesicki.
I thought you were talking about Wayne Gretzky. I'm like, Gretzky.
So as everyone knows, though, I feel like I get a pass as my last name is Golzinski, and it's yes. With the entire alphabet. I apologize that I cannot pronounce names, but I feel your pain. I have dealt with it my whole life. And my dad is going to watch this and he's going to say, it's not that, it's Golchinski. You're not even pronouncing it right. And he changed his last name. So
we'll give you a pass, Colin.
All right, you get the pass. Let's hear what Nick has.
So I'm an NFC North guy, so that's kind of where I look to see who was picking what. I thought it was interesting when Stephon Diggs left Minnesota. I don't have much confidence in Kirk Cousins, but I think Justin Jefferson might have a pretty good rookie year filling that hole. He's going to be in the dome for half the season. Packers secondary are going to chew him up and spit him out. I'm looking forward to that, but
you're
I think
so biased,
that,
bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, biased. Is that a biased state? Why don't you just show your ownership of the Packers stadium certificate?
I know, right?
It's in the other room, but yeah. So that's my pick. Again, I don't really know much about this stuff, but I think
no, that's not true. You don't know a lot about the player specific annually, but you know a lot about the stats.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I think Justin Jefferson will have a good year.
What do you think about the QB pickup for the Packers? Speaking of the Packers.
I think it's a smart move. When Rodgers gets hurt, the team collapses. So having a capable person behind him is good. And, you know, Rodgers' production wasn't as good last year. So he may be starting to fall off the cliff. He may not be. But I think it's good timing to try to get a capable backup behind him.
Fair enough.
I agree with that statement. I hope that for the Green Bay's sake that Rodgers is around for a long time, but maybe
yeah,
he's
but it's
getting
kinda, it's kind of funny, right? I mean, it's kind of it's like the cycle, right? I mean, it's like Rodgers was to Favre is now
same age.
Yeah, it's just what I'm saying. It's getting Brett Favre.
They need some life rejuvenate. I mean, that team has seemed to take a nosedive as of late.
They made it to the NFC Championship.
I don't get the same. I don't, you know, like sometimes you get a feeling with that team that they're just starting to kind of go downhill. They're starting to regress. I don't know, that's how I feel about Green Bay, but maybe they're making a comeback the next couple of years.
Well, as you can see in Sean's logo up top where his heart lies, you know.
Danny Dimes.
You know what team is looking real good? The New York Jets. Oh, yeah.
Oh, who?
Oh, Flacco.
Who?
Oh, our new offensive line. Come on. Sam Darnold's going to have
I'm super excited about that.
And we also got Mims. He's a great wide receiver.
I'll agree. If I didn't pick Clyde Edwards, I probably would have maybe picked Mims. I'm really high on him. I wanted the Giants to get him. I'll be honest with you. I think he's got a lot of potential. He's a big body, and I think he could provide a deep threat. So I agree.
Well, as always, guys. Well, not as always. As always last year, I just realized how much I enjoy these chats, our weekly, as I'll call them, fireside. I'm just kidding. No, our weekly blog, our vlogs, podcasts. We bring a lot to the table. I appreciate all of our viewers. Again, social media, FF Weather Guys. Nick, welcome.
Looking
very,
forward to it.
Very, very excited to have you. Taking us to the next level. Sean and Mike, I'm going to beat you guys again, so I can't wait for that. Anything else?
What place did you finish last year? I forgot. It was above us. Third, yeah.
Yeah.
Sean, what place did you?
What?
What place did you finish, Sean?
I think it was like sixth.
Sixth. It was sixth because you were below me. I beat you.
Oh, you already knew the answer.
Yep, I did. Have fun with your work. Okay.
Well, I kind of.
At least I get to see it publicly. I beat you. That's all good.
Oh, wow. I how did I not see that?
I'm so glad that Mike is like the competitive nature between Mike and Sean is just unreal. Like, we're all competitive, but he knew that I was above him and I didn't. Like, Sean, just you walk right into it.
I know, man. I got to be.
He did it for the pick this year.
My
That's what he did, though. He did it for the pick. He got his guy.
Yeah,
we got another Kareem Hunt-like type of man.
Well, yeah, that's right. I was thinking ahead. But, yeah, and on another note, just if you have any feedback, please check out our website. If you have feedback for us, if there's anything you think is, you know, working, anything you would maybe – any suggestions you have, please let us know. Again, we're looking for any of the feedback from our users. So we're excited to be back. Again, we'll have some more videos throughout the summer, but we're looking forward to the fantasy season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going back into hibernation for a couple months, guys. Go back to playing Call of Duty.
Not a bad idea.
Thanks, everyone. See you next month.